Welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins with a great show in store tonight. Our Simply Folk volunteer, Kathy Miner, is an avid folk fan, and she's put together an hour of music for your enjoyment. And toward the end of the show, I'll be playing a WPR archive concert of Karen Casey with Robbie Overson from the year 2000. We're starting the show with something very special, a live band. But first, a note about the WPR Pledge Drive. As you may have heard, we've cut the WPR Fall Pledge Drive in half. And what this means for you is that I will not be taking long breaks during the show tonight to ask for your financial support, and there is not any special Simply Folk thank you gift. That said, pledge drives are a great way to express support for your favorite programs. So, if you are a regular Simply Folk listener, please make a contribution of any amount this evening if you can. It lets us know that folk music continues to be valuable and meaningful to you. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2889 to make a pledge now. And be sure to mention that you're a Simply Folk listener. So many of you have been really loyal and generous over the years with ongoing financial support. We are so appreciative. Thank you very, very much. It's why we can keep bringing you folk music and, in this case, live musicians on Sunday evenings. Speaking of which, there are four musicians packed into the studio this evening. I am thrilled to welcome Count This Penny. Tonight, that includes Amanda Rigel on guitar, bass, and vocals, Alan Rigel on guitar, bass, and vocals, John Ray on banjo and vocals, and John Henry on violin and vocals. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks
for having Stephanie. Thank you for having us.
Glad you came in. We have the fiddle and the banjo. Got the whole gang here tonight.
Yeah, we're really lucky that everyone could make it. We've got pretty hectic schedules, but luckily we're all around and really excited to play.
Yeah, we've been looking forward to this for a while, so we really appreciate you having us, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Well, tell me how you formed the band. I know the two of you are married, Amanda and Alan. Were you songwriters before you married?
Yes, definitely. We both were sort of messing around songwriting, and I think actually we formed the band because we were watching a lot of television, and
okay,
not we weren't inspired.
That
by
makes
television.
Perfect sense, right?
We were watching a lot of television, and we thought, "What are we? We're wasting our lives, kind of. Why are we doing this?" And so we got rid of our cable, we got rid of our TV, and then we were just sitting around looking at each other. We had to do something.
It's amazing what kind of time is freed up.
Yeah,
what kind
of
creativity.
Really true,
yeah,
really true. So we started writing songs and then actually playing them for each other and singing them together, and it was just really fun.
Amanda's been writing since high school for a while now, and I think I started in college mostly to try to impress Amanda. But we didn't actually start singing together right until we sort of had that moment of staring each other in the face and being like, all right, what now? And I finally wrote a song that I think got Amanda's approval, which meant that she started singing harmony on it. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, we were just like, "Hey, we should do this more." And so we started singing when we were back in Tennessee, and then things have come together with the four of us here, you know, since we've been in Wisconsin now for the past about year and a half.
Why don't we start with a song? What would you like to start with?
We're going to start with a song called "Pitch Man," and "Pitch Man" is based actually on a public radio story that I heard driving home one day, and the story was kind of about these old-timey carnival barkers or pitchmen, and Billy Mays would be sort of a recent example of this person who's trying to sell you something which maybe you don't really need, but they'll get you to buy it for kind of any price. And so I got really excited about the idea of using a pitchman as a metaphor for, you know, an untrustworthy lover. So that's kind of the origin of the song, so we'll start
okay,
with
let's
that
hear
one.
That pitch man.
On the day we met, here's what you said: life is a non-stop carnival ride. Your silver tongue cut your own throat, leave me a freak show on the other side. And I kid myself, Why did I stick around this long? Talking sky walk to blame, and I kick myself. 'Cause why did I stick around this long? You ain't nothing but a pitch man, you ain't nothing but a talker selling snake oil. And you pay your coin, and you take your chance, but you took a silver dollar for a dime romance. You ain't nothing but a pitch man, you ain't nothing but a talker selling snake oil made from holy. Selling snake oil made from holy water.
Count This Penny, live on Simply Folk with a song called Pitch Man, inspired by a public radio story. We love that. Especially when we're in the middle of a pledge drive, it's nice to hear that public radio is inspiring songwriting. Do you two do traditional music, or is it always original?
Right now, we're pretty much everything we play is something we've written, and we find ourselves lately trying to write songs that sound kind of traditional, which seems like it should be easy, maybe, but it's kind of hard. But it's really been fun, and we'll play a song in a few minutes that's kind of our real foray into let's write a song together that sounds like a traditional song. We normally write totally separately, and we're playing around with this one together. So I think we're inspired by traditional music, for sure.
Where are you from?
We both grew up in Tennessee, East Tennessee, our whole lives. We were in college in Atlanta, and then back to Tennessee until we moved here last summer. So I think definitely that mountain music is inspirational for us.
Do you have an affinity for the Appalachian sound, some of the ballads that came over from Europe and that kind of thing?
I'm not sure either one of us actually grew up listening to that stuff, but we've had some exposure to it just sort of happenstance wise from playing in sort of weekend get-togethers, and there was one great sort of get-together up in White Mountain, White Top Mountain, thank you, where we met a bunch of people that had been playing these songs for years and years, and so we've had a lot more exposure to that kind of music for the past, I guess, 10 years, where we didn't have that growing up. So yeah, we definitely have a real appreciation for it.
What would you like to play next?
We're going to play a song called Plymouth Duster, which is kind of a, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, it's kind of a song about star-crossed lovers, but we sing it as a duet, so we'll see how it goes.
As it turned out, She was raised by two people who don't talk about the day-to-day. She'll ask no favors and get no hate. Her eyes glaze over, catching no breaks. Said she's catching no breaks. Between the mayonnaise and the mustard, she drives home in a Plymouth Duster. She drives home. With the radio playing loud, she's screaming Prince straight out her mouth. She drives home. And as it turned out, loneliness is what we share. She might be singing to an empty car, but Lord, she fills the air.
The last time I saw him, I held on until they took him away. To a prison cell that held him as my loving arms slowly slipped away.
She'll ask no questions to get no hate. Her eyes glaze over, she's catching no break. Well, hear me out, sweetheart. We both have changed. Whoa, I'll take the blame, you know. Always take the blame.
Hear me out, sweetheart. We both have changed. I'll take the blame. You know I always take the blame.
At the restaurant and share a couple drinks.
I'm sure it's fine.
Well, she talks about her memories.
They're lost and running ragged round my mind.
And as it turned out, loneliness is what we share. She might be singing to an empty car.
Oh, Lord, it fills the air.
She'll ask no questions, she get no hate. Her eyes glaze over, she's catching no break. Well, hear me out, sweetheart. We both have changed. Whoa. I'll take the blame.
Plymouth Duster. My guests are Count This Penny, and they are here in Wisconsin by way of Tennessee
and Texas and Wisconsin.
So some of you are, you two are from Tennessee, and John, you're from Texas, is that right?
That's correct, I'm from Texas. Yes. And I thought you'd never ask that.
I did see the big Texas on your banjo. If you were here in the studio, you would see an outline of the state of Texas on the banjo. Have you been in Wisconsin long?
I've been here for about 3 years, thank you.
Finding some nice opportunities to play banjo?
Yeah, quite a bit, actually. Yeah, it's been nice.
How long have you been playing with Count This Penny?
I guess about a year? 6 months, a year, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Close to a year.
Yeah.
Close to, well, I don't know. It seems like forever. I
mean, it seems like a really long time.
In a good way. In a good way, it seems like forever.
Yeah, I think
about it. Yeah. So what brought all of you to Wisconsin?
Jobs.
Yeah. Jobs. Yeah, we moved up to Madison for my job and then sort of met John through coworkers as well. Trying to be adults and make a living, that kind of thing. That's what brought us up here, but we're trying to be kids as much as possible and play music as much as possible at the same time.
You have an image on your website of a dog lying at your feet on the front porch, and that's how that your music sort of evokes that feeling in me anyway, of just sitting out on the front porch harmonizing with some friends, you know, a nice lazy dog lying at your feet, and being outside, maybe in a rural area. Is that how you live?
That's how we would love to live, and I mean, that's, I'm really glad to hear you say that, because that's what we're hoping for. But we found a lot of people in Wisconsin and here in Madison who love that same kind of thing, sitting on a porch. And when we go to our CSA pickup, we sit out on our farmer's porch and talk together, you know, while we're picking up food. So it's just really that, it's a great feeling. And it's really nice to find it here as well, you know, and to find that there's a community that supports Americana and folk and country and... yeah, and our dog is at home with my parents right now. So, hi, Mom and Dad.
What would you like to play next?
We're gonna play a murder ballad for you.
Ah.
I heard you have a murder ballad show coming up.
Yes,
so that
planning a murder
us.
Ballad show for Halloween, the night before Halloween, so this will fit right in. What's it called?
This is called Big Tall Pines.
And this is one that you've written yourselves?
Yes, and actually I would say... to me, this is kind of my most Appalachian-sounding, to me, I could be way off, really. But I wrote it here during our first winter, just kind of like 18 inches of snow outside, and this came out, so here we go.
Is it the 18 inches that wanted you to murder somebody?
That makes Alan nervous when I say that, but no. It's kind of the... cremation of Sam McGee effect. All right, here we go.
In the big tall pines is where you laid me down. In the big tall pines is where you swore you'd stick around. You left and now you're gone. But I can't keep hanging on to you in the big tall pine. In North Carolina, you had a hungry heart. In North Carolina is where the trouble seemed to start.
Oh,
sleep, hear the kingdom come. You, Victor.
A murder ballad indeed, Big Tall Pines by our guests, Count This Penny. I'm Stephanie Elkins. You're listening to Simply Folk. And if you want to communicate with us tonight, you're welcome to join me on Facebook, join listeners on Facebook. Just look for Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio and then click like when you get there. And then you can post comment, ask questions, you can put up photos and so forth. And we had a nice comment from Peter B. who said, totally enjoying this band. So we appreciate that feedback, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
Yeah. And if you'd like to put your two cents in, you're welcome to do that. Simply Folk on Wisconsin Public Radio on Facebook. Of course, you're welcome to send an email also to simplyfolk@wpr.org. Okay, I have to ask about the name Count This Penny. Is there a deep meaning to that?
Well,
Amanda, I'll defer.
Okay. So we were watching... I went through a phase of watching a lot of old Sesame Street clips.
Okay.
So I'm a public radio and public television baby. So I got, you know, just was feeling really nostalgic. And actually, Alan's sister gave me the Muppet Show DVD for my birthday one year. So I went on a Muppet Show Sesame Street binge. And there's one skit where a little kid is talking to Grover. And the little kid loves to count. His name is John John. And he counts everything. And so Grover comes over and he says, I love you. And John John says, you love me? Count this penny. And then Grover just counts the penny. He says one, you know, and he looks at the camera and it's just a hilarious little Muppet thing. And so we both just started saying it to each other all the time. And then we were recording some songs with some friends, I think in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we needed to put a name on the, you know, on the tracks. And so we said, count this penny. And then we stuck with it. So... for better or for worse.
Sounds like there's a little love behind that name.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we kind of thought, well, it's a metaphor for love. And also, I like the idea that it's something as small as finding a penny, you know, this kind of could be meaningful. So looking for the meaning and all kinds of stuff. That's my English major metaphor interpretation of it.
Oh, we should say also, you're an English teacher in addition to being a talented musician.
I am, yeah. I just started teaching some really great kiddos down in Oregon, Wisconsin. It's been really fun.
Well, what would you like to, anything with meaning next? There's a song called Mountain on the playlist.
Yeah, I think we'll do that one. Yeah, it has personal meaning to me. It's sort of one of those songs you write as a catharsis.
Mountain by Count This Penny.
Been 10 years to the day we went fishing. I never knew you had a gun. They found your body by the old smokestacks and that shirt you wore, blistered by the sun. And I knew that in your head I could see it in your frame. Somehow summer creek could make you, but this muddy stretch of water ain't the same. And you said, Dad, I know that mountain ain't so that mountain ain't so tall. Though I'd never take you down to the river if I'd known that you're right. I picked you up at the house at noon, but you were sleeping. There were bottles everywhere.
Georgia sun lighting up your face. You said, Dad, I know that mountain ain't so tall. You said, Dad, I know that mountain. Take you down to the river if I'd known it meant your heart. You asked to drive at an hour. Stop the motor. And you paddled us to shore. You walked up through the brush and I lost you for a moment. And that moment passed, I thought I hear your voice. You said, Dad, I know that mountain ain't so. Never dropped a line or a hint, but you were planning. I never knew you had a gun. They found your body by the old smokestacks, and that shirt you wore blistered by the sun.
Wow. Song called Mountain. That's marvelous. My guests are Count This Penny, based here in Madison by way of Tennessee and Texas. I think we can squeeze in one more before we say goodbye. Before we do that, though, you have some shows coming up?
We do. We're really thrilled to be playing a show with our friend Corey Hart in Milwaukee this coming Friday, the 21st. And we love Corey. He's just a great singer and songwriter and just blows us away, really, with his vocals. And then on October 27th, we'll be playing a show at High Noon here in Madison. We'll be opening for a band called Olabel, who is just really, really wonderful band. Virtuoso musicians. They're getting some great press right now. They're charting on Americana stations, and we're really, really honored to be opening that show. That's at 8 o'clock on the 27th. And then hopefully we'll sort of slow down our show schedule. We'd like to go into the studio and record this winter. So we're really excited about that. In fact, the three... Plymouth Duster is the song that we've played today that we've already recorded, and then everything else is destined for a new album. So we're really excited about that, and we're especially excited to be playing with John Henry and John Ray and getting them into the studio with us as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's a marvelous combination. They add just the right touch.
Yeah.
what would you like to close with?
Well, we played some sad ones.
A few minor chords, a few dark
as is our
lyrics.
That's just where, that's the space we live in, even though we're really happy people. So we're going to, but we'll play a sort of a traditional sounding one that we were just messing around with one day and decided was a keeper, and we've been having a lot of fun playing it. It makes me sing kind of low and Alan sing kind of high, so that's fun.
Stress you a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll give it a shot.
It's called I Went to See My Mother, for lack of a better title.
I went to see my mother down in the Valley Fair. I went to see my mother, but I moved away from there.
And I went to see my mother. She lives up in the hills. And I went to see my mother. Always tried to do her well.
Father down in the Valley Fair. I went to see my father, Lord, but I moved away from there.
I went to see my father. He lived up in the hills. I went to see my father. Always tried to do his will.
And I went my lover out on the mortal plain. I went to see my lover out in the driving rain. Jesus, my lover, he has gone. I went to see my Jesus and my eternal home. I went to see my Jesus and my eternal home.
Great way to close the show. Really uplifting. And the listeners that have weighed in so far agree. We've had comments like soulful and melodic and inspiring. Great find, great music, great job. New song is great. So thank you very, very much for coming on Simply Folk this evening.
Thanks for having us, Stephanie.
Love the show.
We love the show, yeah.
Thank you, Facebook. Thank you, Stephanie.
And if you'd like to find out more about this wonderful band, Count This Penny, you can look at their website, find out about where to buy their current CD, which is called Gone, at countthispenny.com. All right. Well, we look forward to hearing your new CD. Stay in touch with us.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.